Good morning. Thank you very much, Zach. It's a pleasure to be here. Today I'm going to talk about the post-bloom thinning. And before I start, let me give you a brief introduction that why thinning is so important. Today, that labor is such a big issue, we are paying between $1,000 and $1,800 an acre for thinning stone fruit or apples by hand. That's why it is extremely important for our growers in the fruit growing areas to have a mean of chemical thinning. However, we have done a lot of work in the past on blossom thinning, thinning fruits at the very early stage. But the problem is that when you apply blossom thinner, you cannot predict the weather. You don't know what kind of fruit set we are going to have after application of blossoms. And then the next best choice is the post-bloom thinners. For the post-bloom thinners, one of the most reliable one has been 7 or Carbaryl. But the fate of Carbaryl is not known, how long we are going to be able to use Carbaryl. And then in the last few years, we have been searching for another post-bloom thinner that can be reliably applied. And for that, in the first phase, we applied a chemical called Siscal. Siscal is a calcium phosphate. And in a one-season test with Dr. Duane Green, my colleague, in University of Massachusetts, he found that Siscal can effectively thin Macintosh apple. And then we tried that on Fuji and Gala a couple of seasons to see how it works. And this is the kind of the tower sprayer that we have been using for the experiment of application of Siscal. And how can I go back? Okay. We applied Siscal with and without Maxell at petal fall and at the stage of 5 to 10 millimeter spray. And basically, we followed the harvest quality, and this is this picture is showing the various aspects of fruit evaluation after fruits were ready to be harvested. Generally, we found that the fruit set was significantly different only when we applied Maxell alone or grower's standard, which was 7 and NAA. We did not have any effect with as a result of Siscal alone. Therefore, the observation that we had the year before in Macintosh in Amherst was not applicable for conditions in Idaho. And in fact, at the same time in 2011, when Duane Green applied again, he did not find a significant difference for Siscal. As you can see here, when we have Maxell alone and growers the standard, fruit set was lower than control, significantly lower, while anything with Siscal did not give us a significant difference. Now, looking at the fruit quality at harvest and after storage, we can see that control is showing lowest fruit size as compared to the grower standard. And then harvest firmness was lowest it was the highest when we had control, and it was lowest when we had the grower's standard. And basically, that simply says that fruit size was larger and they matured earlier. And then fruit firmness after storage followed the same kind of pattern. And I'm kind of scared to follow this pointer here because I may lose my slide. And but anyway, as you can see that both harvest and the storage firmness, they were lower than control, and that simply is effect of fruit size. Now, kind of disappointing as far as Siscal, it would have been great because it gives you enough calcium for your post-harvest issues. Then we emphasized on ACC. one aminocyclopropane, one carboxylic acid. That is immediate precursor of ethylene and thus may create abscission zone. And you know that methionine goes to SAM, ACC, and ethylene. And then Steve McCartney in 2012 and Green in 2013 reported that ACC may be an effective post-bloom thinners. However, we had no data in the Western United States to see how it works under our conditions. In 2012, we applied on Gala apple on RN29 rootstock, and we applied at 20 millimeter stage based on the previous experiment that we had with Macintosh. In Macintosh, we had applied at 10 and 20 millimeter stage. That is the diameter, the average diameter of the fruit. And the 20 millimeter stage was better. In terms of Gala, we decided to stick with only 20 millimeter stage. And then the design was RCB with 6 blocks and 6 trees, and on each of, and then we used the 2 central trees for this experiment. If you can visualize, that's a huge area is used for this purpose. We applied at the 20 millimeter stage. One thing that it would be interesting for those of you that they have dealt with Gala is it seems that prediction for the size of Gala, it is easier than Fuji. We have more variation in the size of Fuji. Particularly in 2014, we had a wide variation. Some of the fruits were small. This was after petal or the June natural drop. And some of them were large. But in Gala, when you are targeting at 20 millimeter stage, you will have easier time. For example, this is an average size when we applied, and then the range would have been between 21 millimeter and 19 millimeter. But anyway, in 2013, the results were as follows. We had significant effect when we applied ACC at the rate of 250 and 350 ppm, and the reduction rate were between 32 and 34% as compared to control. And if you look at ethyrol, the effect of ethyrol, it was some reduction, about 9%, but it was not significant as compared to control. Why did we put ethyrol here? Ethyrol is routinely used mostly for biennial bearing fruits such as Fuji, to make it more regular cropping, but at the same time it is producing ethylene. The purpose is that to find out if ACC and the ethyrol, how did they compare. Fruit size was definitely larger when we had 350 ppm, as this is fruit size at harvest at only hand thinning time, which was only a few days after application. Now, we tried the same experiment with top export Fuji. We applied 150, 300, and 400 ppm, and we found that somewhere between 300 and 450 ppm, we had between 31 and 37% reduction as compared to control, versus 150 was not that, was effective, but not as much. And then we applied the ACC in a different location in Sunny Slope, Idaho in 2013. Again, we applied 150 and 300 ppm only, and application of 300 ppm was significantly effective and resulted in 25% reduction. Return bloom in 2014 was satisfactory. The ones that we had higher concentration of ACC, we had better return bloom. And now in 2014, we applied different concentration of ACC only in Fuji. We did not apply in Gala. And as you can see, we had 300, 450, and 600 ppm. These are all higher concentrations than the year before. And we had some reduction between 23% and 33% reduction. And another interesting subject is that because we are dealing with drought condition in many parts of the U.S. Only in Idaho, we have 1,600 acres of orchard. This is apple orchard in Sunny Slope. that our grower is not going to harvest it. And that became a kind of sad situation, but excellent for researchers, that we wanted to have a chemical to see if we can get rid of every fruit just to get the trees to survive for the next year. Because this is the Oahu district, and I know that Brent is familiar with the area. And then we decided to go and apply 1,000 ppm, and in some cases 1,200 ppm at the very late stage. And that would be between 30 to 35 millimeters. The effect when the size is larger than 20 millimeters is not as much. We had some effect, but not as much. We tried in Rome, Jonathan, Delicious, Pink Lady, and Fuji. Phytotoxicity, when we had high rates, like 600 ppm, anything more than 500 ppm, we had minor signs of toxicity that comes in shape of yellowing leaves. And then after a few weeks, you lose those yellow leaves and you don't even notice. There is some signs that we suspect that it is from the chemical on the fruit when it is highly concentrated. And what is exciting about the ACC is that it eliminates or reduces the guesswork, because in the past we were applying 7 and we wouldn't know that if we need a follow-up spray. But the ACC allows us to wait until the danger of frost is over and then we apply. So, and then also it can be as a standalone chemical by itself. And in conclusion, Siscal did not show any effect, but ACC at the rate of between 250 and 350 ppm for Gala, and at the rate of 300 to 500 ppm for Fuji, at the stage of 20 millimeter, these are the rates and the size that showed promising results. However, we do need to have further studies to eliminate more of the year-to-year effect. And we certainly need to do a lot of studies on different varieties. At this point, I think that you're standing, and I'm done with my presentation, and I open for any questions. Yes?
On the ACC applications, what spray volume are you using?
Good to see you after a while.
Yes.
What volume of water we are using? We have been using 200 gallons to the acre. And in this case, we did use a little surfactant, and that was regulate. Yes?
How well does the product work on other crops as a thinning agent?
I'm sorry?
You don't know how well the product works on other crops as a thinning agent?
No, we don't know, as for, like cherries and other stone fruit, etc.
For me in particular, cranberries, I'm looking for a thinning agent to take care of it.
Excellent questions. No, I don't think we have too much information on any crop other than apples. Terrence, do you know of any? You had a question, Terrence?
The thinning amounts that you showed seemed quite modest.
Mm-hmm.
20-30% reduction. Well, what kind of reduction do you really need to get a commercial crop?
You know, you are absolutely right. On Gala, I was pretty happy about the level of reduction we got. On Fuji, I was not. And that's why the second year we increased the concentration up to 600 ppm. But we have to consider the toxicity as well. There is a limit that we cannot go beyond that. And but we are sure that anything beyond 20 millimeter, it may not work. It is useless. So I think that about 20 millimeter or between 15 and 20, and the rate would be about 500 ppm for Fuji and Rome, in that range. But we like to work more on that. Yes?
Because you apply it very late, do you see this as a primary chemical thinning treatment or sort of a rescue treatment when your other thinning treatments maybe haven't worked enough?
I think both. We have tried in situations that we had applied 7. How much? A couple of buckets full of 7. And here and there, you know, we don't say that very loud, but you know. Then if, and we are hoping that it can work on a standalone as well, But as you know, stand alone, it is, you need to be very courageous to only hope for one chemical to do the trick.
Let's thank Etsy for
Thank you.